details. Seven after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Often we have Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio. Richie's gone to New Orleans to cavort with all of those sinners down there for a couple of days. And Roberta and I are going to be the good people, the good disciples. And Jennifer is working hard with her dad. So she always asks me when she goes, because she's like the rest of us. We all have two jobs. We all have two things.
In some case, three and four.
Exactly. I got three or four things that occupy most of my daylight hours and some of the dark hours as well. Jennifer running her family business with her dad, which is the cable radio network, she has to be here, there, and everywhere, and so she tries to commingle and does a good job most of the time. But going to Hawaii and working around the clock there, she just pooped out. So I said, go to bed.
Mm.
And so in the meantime, Roberta and I have the ability to create as much magic and mayhem as
I like the mayhem part.
All of us put together. Well, we're going to move away from that. I met a man about a year ago. He's been on this program two or three times, and I'm so impressed with his attitude toward life and the living and things that are obvious to some, I guess, Roberta, and not so obvious to others. You and I have had, and maybe it speaks to the experiences that we've had, you get booted around a little, and sometimes changes your attitude for the better. And some people have, they're born with a great attitude. Some people develop a great attitude. Some people, sadly, find it hard to have a good attitude. And that's why I have invited Dr. Jay Kumar to spend time with us, to have us understand where we are and where we can go and how you, as a single person, can be far more influential in what's going on in life than you could possibly imagine. You know, we think about certain individuals as having, I don't know if power over us is the right word, but think about the powerful, strong, influential people that you know, or these are the ones that get all the attention. We can use President Obama. You can use presidents of the United States if you want to. You can use prime ministers. You can use business leaders. You can use movie actors. You can use baseball players. You can use people who may have a negative impact on us that come from all of these worlds. And so the counter to the president may be, at least in our world, Osama bin Laden, and how his end seems to make us feel better. We seem more empowered. So I want to start there with Jay, who has a doctorate in understanding sort of modern thinking and spiritual thinking. What about the death of bin Laden do we need to think about in terms of how it affects us? Is this good or bad in terms of its impact today and in the future? This guy seems, by all accounts, Jay, to have been someone who had little benefit of service on the planet. His service was all negative. So are we better off? Does the universe like it when we get rid of boils like this?
Well, thank you, Doug and Roberta. It's great to be back on the show. I'm Cliff from Los Angeles. You know, it's a great question. I actually will respond to that with something which happened to me. I had the fortune to go hear His Holiness the Dalai Lama speak here in Southern California, USC, earlier this week, and he actually spoke specifically on this topic. One of the people in the audience actually asked him, as you may well know, the Dalai Lama is really all about compassion, forgiveness.
Right. Yep.
And so just kind of send the tone here. And the question was posed to His Holiness about, is the death of bin Laden justified? And the Dalai Lama's response was actually quite surprising, because he hinted that the death of bin Laden is justified. And here's the reason why. There's a distinction between the actor versus the action of one's deeds. So let me kind of phrase this in this light. Bin Laden's actions were, you know, for lack of a better word, evil, despicable, and they really promoted more hate and violence into the world. While we while we can, you know, while we can extend forgiveness maybe to the actor, the bin Laden himself, we don't necessarily have to forgive the actions. So eliminating or having bin Laden no longer in the world actually dissolves and, you know, prevents those actions that he created from perpetuating in the world. So in that way, what the Dalai Lama was saying was that bin Laden's death actually is justified and the world actually is a safer, better place, although the Dalai Lama himself doesn't celebrate the death of bin Laden but actually holds compassion for his actions and the person that he is.
All right, so then how do we translate that to other people who, I guess it depends on degree. Where do you draw the line and not think that getting rid of people? Bin Laden was worth getting rid of. That's sort of what I'm hearing from you, and that's what most people think, no matter what their spiritual philosophy. So then at what point do we draw the line and find that you can't cross that line in order to achieve the kind of I don't know, holiness isn't the word I'm looking for, the kind of respect that we sort of all strive for? Acceptance maybe is the better word.
Yeah, I think acceptance is a really good, powerful word, because I think what's going on right now on the planet, and this is kind of the theme of what I'll be talking about with you guys every week, is the notion of how we're becoming more awake and how we're becoming more accepting. I mean, awake is probably the better word I'm going to use, is how we're becoming more awake individually and collectively. And one of the aspects of becoming more awake is understanding that we can hold compassion, even though we may not be able to forget the deeds of other people who maybe harm us. We can at least maybe hold compassion for them. And that is a really big thing, because right now, as you mentioned, you know, in my bio, my doctorate actually is in philosophy of religion and consciousness studies. And what I really do in my work and in my teaching and everything else that I do is really to see how the human mind is becoming more awake, how we are becoming more awake individually, and how science is actually showing us that the human brain actually is soft-wired for empathy and compassion. And we've always been told the opposite. You know, like when you think about all the things that we've been told, you know, from our society, from our education, let's say from Darwin, for example, life is struggle, life is competition, it's a dog-eat-dog world. While that may be true on some level, that actually is more the case for people who might be functioning in a less awakened state. Now, when you become more awake, when you become more aware of what's going on in the world, you become the brain actually begins to create what are called neurons that allow you to become more compassionate, tolerant, and accepting and empathic.
It has a physical impact on
us.
What you think, how you act has a physical impact. And this is something that people either deny or that's against their religion or they can't get themselves wrapped around. That's fine. That's cool. If that's But you'll listen to Jay and you'll have, I think, some questions which you can always reflect upon. We have all kinds of connections. Dr. Jay Kumar, it's Kumar. You can check him out on Facebook and Twitter, Doc Jay Kumar. And the website livingyourlight.org and .com, they are great places to go, and that'll be some of what we underscore here. I want to get off of the same old drudgery that we hear, and it was best encapsulated by what you said a few minutes ago. And, Roberta, you heard this in terms of how you become more awake, the tough guy image. We've got how many times have we heard this week? With the death of bin Laden, now people say, okay, yeah, the military, we are to be feared. We're the biggest, we're the toughest, we're the roughest. We're going to get them all if they come. That doesn't win. People say
fear and, you know, and force, going to say. Fear and force aren't going to win.
All right, but
win
so
the hearts
then there are
people
who are going to say, Jay, though, to you, that if it weren't for fear and force, we were afraid of Hitler, we used force, we got rid of him.
Yeah.
Same thing is true of bin Laden.
Yeah.
So that's what people, they'll go back to those, and you just said it was a good thing we got rid of bin Laden, good thing that Hitler is gone. But under the circumstances, that again is the point of of how do we know where to draw the line? And I'm not sure.
Fear and force doesn't always have to deny the fact that we take action to preserve our well-being. There's a distinction between what I call force and power.
Yeah.
So, you know, force is like, you know, in the way comes from, force actually comes from a place of fear and mistrust. Power, you can still hold your power and be strong and defend yourself, as we maybe are doing here in the U.S. and other people are doing mm-hmm. around the world as well. But we can do it in such a way that doesn't always have to be perceived as we're the bullies or we're trying mm-hmm. to dictate our worldview upon other people.
All right.
And it's a fine balance. And I think, you know, what I want to do here maybe today and the following weeks is really kind of see individually how we can become more empowered and not actually be fueled or conditioned automatically to react from a place of fear, from a place of mistrust.
That's what it is. The media loves to instill fear. That's what, the media is your enemy, the news media, not the media. The news media is. Maybe stronger, being stronger. I'm reminded of, is it Chicago being stronger every day? That's a line from one of your songs.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right, Jay. Well, hold on a second. Jay Kumar is here, and you can always join us in any number of ways. It's 18 past the hour on Good Day.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week at Dawn, dish soap for 99 cents and Special K or General Mills cereal for $2.47 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Mother's Day is not for celebrating moms. It's for celebrating all our moms have given us. And since Mother's Day is this Sunday, don't forget to celebrate all those things with a Hallmark Mother's Day card. Even if you've waited until the last minute, there's still time to create a special moment for the two of you to share. Hallmark Mother's Day cards, available wherever Hallmark is sold.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Noticed that more and more Huckabee is sounding like Ron Paul.
But, you know, I'm not sold on some of the other stuff because I've heard some bad things about the way he ran Arkansas.
Get a picture of his family and check it out, Richie.
What are they, like a circus troupe or something?
Yeah. His wife has just got a huge head. That's all. Yeah, that's the problem.
It's so hard to lose weight in the head, too.
Look at the size of that head.
Thank you for calling the big giant head. We didn't make the head. We make it big and giant.
Come join us, that's Kevin's good day. Here's a story.
Time for us to celebrate the birthdays for today, the 5th of May. John Steffen was born on this date in 19... Actually, you know what? I told this story in the air a couple of times, Roberta. My father really, because he was an orphan, never knew what his actual birthday was. And it wasn't until my former wife, Tony, who had, at best, an estranged relationship with my father. In other words, my father didn't like her. Until she, many years after we were divorced, upon being, I guess, somewhat frustrated that my father didn't know when his birthday was, she went through the records in Boston and found his birth certificate, which we have now in the little cupboard in the corner of my house where my father's remains are and a lot of effects from his life. But the birth certificate, which proves when he was born anyway, that has nothing to do with the Brady Bunch, just a good story as we get into birthdays. And the Brady Bunch was the theme there. We mentioned Ann Davis's birthday because she was Alice on the Brady Bunch. Up next is Michael Palin. Not the Michael Palin. Isn't there a Michael Palin in... the Jefferson Airplane?
It's Monty Python.
No, this is Marty Balin is who I'm thinking of. That shows you where my mind is.
But not related to Sarah.
No. Michael Palin from Monty Python's Flying Circus, The Life of Brian, A Fish Called Wanda, born in the state in 1943. So he is 68 today. Happy birthday to him. Next up, the drummer for Black Sabbath, Bill Ward. Nothing about this group that I find entertaining or of value. So we'll make quick work of this, if you don't mind, Roberta. His birthday is today. He's 63, and that's it. On we go to Melinda Kulia, who is Paula on Knott's Landing, C-U-L-E-A.
That's a show I never watched.
I watched it once. I don't know much for those evening soap operas.
Yeah.
But I don't know who she is, and I don't know that we'd recognize her, because I don't remember who Paula was. But anyway, we'll say happy birthday to her. Why not? Say happy birthday to everybody's birthdays today. Ian McCulloch, the singer from Echo and the Bunny Men. The song you recognize, Bring On the Dancing Horses. You won't remember this group because it was a one-hit wonder sort of group. He's 52 today, British group. Kevin Mooney, bass player for Adam and the Ants. Now, this band you recognize, Roberta, right?
No.
Don't you? Adam and the Ants, you don't recognize them, really?
Nope.
All right, we can be our...
Sometimes I'm as clueless as you are, guys.
All right, ourselves on this, because we're going to have to answer to either Rebecca, to Jennifer or to Richie.
Right.
Yeah,
and they go,
right.
How do you not know that?
I know. Kevin Mooney, Adam and the Ants, the LP King of the Wild Frontier comes to mind. All right, so that takes care of Kevin. Tina Yothers, born in the States, 1973, from Family Ties, as she was Jennifer, 38 today. Happy birthday to her. Vincent Kartheiser, who's Pete Campbell on Mad Men.
Oh, yeah.
Now you know who we're talking about.
Yep.
32 today. Does he seem older than that?
Oh, he seems younger than that.
Does
in the
he?
Show, yeah.
Danielle Fischel is Topanga. Boy Meets World. Who is this? Who is this?
I think it's one of the old Trinidad fans.
That was a TV show.
Not
a TV show.
All
right, Adele sings Rolling in the Deep. It's 23 today. Happy birthday to her.
It seems counterintuitive, but AARP's travel expert Peter Greenberg does it.
I'm a big fan of traveling to most places after they've had a natural disaster or a political insurrection.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Haiti, Japan, New Zealand, Egypt, many countries have had deep troubles recently.
It is in their best interest to be welcoming to you.
If you need assistance in these or other countries, Peter says the Canadian and Australian embassies are good choices if the U.S. embassy, in the worst of circumstances, is under siege. But there are several countries Peter won't visit.
Places where I feel there's no one in control.
Somalia and some parts of Chechnya and the Congo. We'll link you to the U.S. Department of State's travel advisories. They warn you about everything from staying away from crowds and buses in Indonesia to Turkey's unusual driving rules. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Here are our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists to help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Time is 33 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Roberta Fasanelli, and our new friend, Dr. Jay Kumar, drjaykumar.com, J-A-Y-K-U-M-A-R, is the place to go to figure out some of the things in life that may be troubling you, or at least get a different perspective on things. We're talking about the individual being stronger. I'm a great believer in strength, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, all of these things are very attractive to me in all kinds of ways. I find myself attracted to people who have that, Roberta, and that is a flower for you because you have all of those things in one way or another. Jay has them. We can't have them all the time. And that's a reflection on this. If you're just joining us, Jay and Roberta and I have been talking about the events of this week, the death of bin Laden, and whether or not, in a spiritual sense, it was justified, it was worthwhile, and some of you may be surprised to know that the Dalai Lama, with whom Jay was in company earlier this week, said that when questioned about the death of bin Laden, it was acceptable, could I use that word?
It was justified.
Justified.
This is the word that he used. And basically he was saying that, and kind of repeating what you said earlier, is that we may be able to forget the evil deeds of someone, we can always still hold compassion, forgiveness towards the person who did the deed.
Well, you don't forgive the deed, you were saying. You forgive the person
precisely
who accomplished.
The Dalai Lama was actually saying there's a distinction between forgiving the actor versus the action. You can forgive the actor, but you don't forget the action.
One of the things that has been on my mind is the Middle East or the state of the word, the state of the world, and how we seem to be in an uproar, upheaval. Many people, if not most people, no matter where they are, whether they're here or in the Middle East or elsewhere around the world, more people than not are dissatisfied with their reality, dissatisfied with their lives. And the obvious call that we hear is for a revolution or to revolt against, I remember I use the protestors who became part of the Protestant religion. They were the word for the religion becomes or was part of the reason for their coming into being. They were protesting what's going on. So we have all these protests. Where do they lead? If we get rid of people like bin Laden, is there somebody else that comes to the surface? And if so, how does this spiraling anger and hatred, how does it get stopped?
Well, you know, the words you use, revolution. You know, I think you and I have talked about this, Doug. The word that I use is more transformation, evolution, or awakening.
Right. You like the word evolution, so I've started using that myself.
Evolution, transformation, awakening.
But most people are using the word, Jay, revolution, so that's why we bring it around. Why use the term evolution?
Well, you know what? Because if you look at the word revolution, the prefix re means going back. And evolution, turning. So revolution is turning back. We don't want it to turn back. We want to move forward. So an evolution, or what I call transformation, is moving, having things turn out into a different way.
Well, the precursor E in French means away from. So we're moving away from rather than going back to.
Right, or the prefix E means out from.
Out from, yeah.
Out from.
Yeah.
And so, you know, evolution, this is getting more like into like semantics over here, but you know, but anyway, because you and I love this kind of stuff.
I want to talk about something else,
but evolution means how things turn out. But you mentioned a really great thing about the whole thing, the uprisings in the Arab world, the Arab Spring, and how my take on it is that people are being fed up of being disempowered, oppressed, not having a voice. When individuals begin to awaken, that has a ripple effect on the planet. As we become more awake individually, the world becomes awake and humanity becomes awake. And I actually read, and as you know, I have a background in neuroscience, and I've studied neuroscience in certain aspects as well. I've heard it said that when we see someone, there's a concept in neuroscience called mirror neurons, and I'll explain it because it's really important. This is something they discovered about maybe 10, 15 years ago, scientists. What mirror neurons are, if you see someone in pain or you see someone suffering, the same neurons in your brain will fire or will activate as if you yourself were feeling the pain and suffering.
The so-called sympathetic response, that's how it's also referred to, but we tend to think of it as the psychic connections with people. You know, there are all kinds of explanations.
Empathy, you know, the sense of, you know, belonging,
right.
All that. And now there's a biological or a physical component to feeling the pain and suffering of others.
Let me bring Roberta into this, because she just lost her mom a month or so ago. And she went through this with her mother, if not for weeks or months, maybe the last couple of years. And I wonder how much of the sympathy pain, which is another way we use to refer to this sort of thing, sympathy pains, when you got a headache, it's somebody else close to you has a headache, and you wonder why do you have a headache? But if you understand this way of thinking, and frankly, this is the first time I've gone back here, Jay, I learned about this stuff in the 80s, and I haven't really thought about it since.
But
Roberta, in terms of what Jay is just saying, how do you relate to that with your experience?
I guess what I'm wondering about, because I had a very hard time relating to my mother for a very long time because I was at such odds with her and I had such anger towards her that I found if I related to her pain, It was very difficult for me to do, but it was also frightening because that means I had to take down that anger barrier.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was wondering how much does, you know, anger or some, and I guess the anger came from being hurt. How much does that get in the way to being able to empathize with someone?
Tremendously. You know, again, I'm turning back to my, putting my neuroscience cap on again. It actually shown that when our emotional state is in anger or fear or resentment or whatever word you want to use, there's an actual physiological response in our brain that we kind of shut down. You know, our whole body, our nervous system, our immune system becomes shut down in many ways. And that prevents us from becoming more empathic or aware. You know, and this is a really great point. I would like to, you know, to present to you and your listeners here. We've been so conditioned, you know, whether through it's our education or our media, whatever you want to call it, we've been so conditioned to perceive of ourselves and others as being separate.
Mm-hmm.
And a good example of this is the way we label people. You know, we label people as either, oh, you're Republican or you're Democrat. You're a man or a woman. You're American, you're Japanese, you're Egyptian. You're liberal, you're conservative. Whatever the case may be, we want to compartmentalize and categorize people because it's easier for us to do that because it reinforces separation. Rather, why can't we just see people as all being human beings? Because we're all just, when it comes down to it, we're all just the same. All of us want to belong, to feel loved, feel empowered, and valued for what we do in the world. And when we see others as being separate from ourselves, that actually can perpetuate a whole cycle of feeling resentment, fear, and anger. And anger to me, and this is something I've actually studied a bit as well, anger is a response, an emotional response from feeling devalued or disempowered by others.
Yeah. Pretty interesting.
So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think that the way we relate according to how we are related to.
Right.
And it's the old business of do unto others as they would do unto you. Or,
right.
You know, there are a lot of, the golden rule that seems to me always applies, and it isn't always on the top of our minds. But when you get down to figure out why some things work and why they don't work, you don't get along with some people. It's oftentimes, Roberta, to go back to what you're saying, your mother didn't treat you as she wanted to be treated herself, and, and maybe there was a little of the
Of
and the because other. I couldn't live up to her expectations, rather than accepting me as an individual person.
And the reason
she
that
saw
she
me
there
at,
and may I jump in here for a second? The reason that she was upset with you is because she saw in you what she didn't become. You turn this around.
That's a very good point.
She saw in you what she didn't become, and frustrated her and made her angry, and she didn't have the intellectual capability of understanding that.
Right, precisely.
Yep.
And I'll add to that point, Doug. You know, when we experience anger, it's really what it is. It's we get triggered by something within us that we see in someone else that we don't feel. So, for example, you know, with the case of your mom, Roberta, I'm really sorry your mom passed away.
You never
really had that closure maybe with her. But your mom actually saw within herself aspects of you within her that she was not able to face within herself. So rather than facing those issues with herself, it's easier to project that anger onto others.
All right, so here's why these lessons are important. Having Jay here to put these things in perspective to make your life better. My whole program, my whole life is all about making your life and the people that I care about make their lives or help make their lives better. I can't make their lives better. It's kind of like I can't make you like me. You may like me because of who I am, but I'm not going to make you. It's not my job to make you like me. It isn't my job. It isn't your job, Roberta, to have dealt with your mother's stuff because she had her stuff long time before she had you.
Right.
So in the forgiveness that Jay's talking about and the practical application of all of this stuff is that you have to look further than your own nose. And we are not taught to do that today. We are taught to, in fact, be all about ourselves.
Absolutely.
And that's
selfish
what Jay...
Selfish society.
Right.
Selfish society.
Right.
Yep.
So that's
and
what
the whole
Jay...
thing about self-esteem with kids. Oh, give them their self-esteem.
Yeah.
Right.
To a point.
Well, self-value is important. But we also have to recognize that when we go into a selfish pattern, it's all about us, or me.
Yeah.
We, in a way, are not really bringing about or awakening our full potential in life.
It's pretty frustrating because it's actually easy.
It is. And, you know, it's interesting. You were talking, I was catching you guys earlier when you had your movie expert on earlier. And this whole process of awakening, I feel, is really becoming more and more prevalent in our pop culture. And I don't know if you remember the Matrix movies back a couple, 10 years ago or so. that whole notion of people awakening. There's a new movie which came out pretty recently called Limitless.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about this notion of your mind becoming awake. And I'm kind of reinforcing this or kind of presenting this out there to your to the listeners, is that we, for so long, have felt disempowered, have felt that we don't have a purpose or value.
We feel that way because the government wants to control our lives. The government wants to be in our face. The government this, the government that. Mm-hmm. Like, we have no brains, no ability to understand or think, and they've taught us not to think.
Precisely. And so when you go into that kind of thinking, when you're in that position, you feel devalued. You're asleep, if you will.
You're a number. And,
yeah, you're a number. You're an automaton.
Right. You know, it's like communism, in a sense.
Yeah. We're like sheep, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But when we become awake individually, and this is, again, where neuroscience comes into play over here, they've actually have shown that people who are more compassionate, people who are more aware, people who are more, empathic, if you will, more parts of their brain are actually lit up when they put them in MRI machines, the magnetic resonance imaging machines in research laboratories. They actually have shown that people who are more empathic, people who are more humanitarian, people who serve, people who have a connection to other people, you know, who do something in the world, their brains actually are more activated.
There you go.
Parts of their brain which might be dormant, if you will, in other people, are awake and activated.
So there's that's the idea. That's the sort of thing you want to keep in mind as we try to help you think about things maybe in a different way. That's why I've invited. I'm so fascinated with the Jay and his thinking and his help. Jay, thank you. Dr. jaykumar.com, DrJayKumar.com. We'll be visiting with us frequently to help us work through a lot of these things that we're talking about and thinking about. Thank you, Jay. Mother's Day is Sunday. We all know that. Don't need to be. You got to be adult not to know that. So what are you going to do? I've been reminding you all week about this opportunity from proflowers.com. Go to their website or call them at 800-PROFLOWERS and get the dozen assorted roses for your mother or for some woman in your life you think deserves it. $19.99 is the base price. Add $10. You get two dozen roses and free chocolates. That's the deal that I would pursue. Pro Flowers, you never tried them before. I've been talking about them for years. They are great, great, great. The only way to get this amazing Mother's Day roses deal is to call 800-PROFLOW, Pro Flowers. Mention Doug or go to proflowers.com, proflowers.com. Click on the mic and type in D-O-U-G, Doug. Get the deal. The expiration for this deal is midnight on Friday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
More than 15 million fans are expected to tune in to the 137th running of the Kentucky Derby on May 7th, making it one of the most watched sporting events on TV. And while many flock to Louisville for mint juleps and the pageantry of the Derby, wagering on horse racing has become a modern tradition, both at the track and online. In fact, more than $13 billion was wagered last year alone, including over an estimated $1.5 billion online. Hall of Fame jockey and three-time Kentucky Derby winner, Gary Stevens.
Wagering on the outcome of the greatest 2 minutes in sports has been an integral part of horse racing for decades, and wagering online is quickly becoming the choice for horse players from novice to professional. I expect thousands of fans who plan to watch the Run for the Roses from home to wager online through TwinSpires.com, which is the official wagering site of the Kentucky Derby.
To watch all races live during this year's Kentucky Derby weekend, visit TwinSpires.com.
All right, it's now 51 past the hour. Time for you to go pain-free. Go to Salon Pass. Actually, get it at DrKenShow.com. Salon Pass.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
The president visits Ground Zero today as the debate continues over those bin Laden photos. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Needless to say, security will be tighter than a drum in Manhattan, New York City today. President Obama will be at the Ground Zero site where the Twin Towers once stood and where construction on the new towers continues. White House spokesman Jay Carney says the president does not plan to make any public remarks today.
He wants to lay a wreath to honor the victims, to honor the first responders who so courageously rushed to the scene and in many cases gave their own lives.
The president will meet with family members of the victims of 9/11 and with many of those first responders as well. Meanwhile, there is the debate over whether those photos of a dead Osama bin Laden should be released. In an interview with CBS's 60 Minutes, President Obama detailed his reasons for deciding against the release of those photos.
Very graphic photos of somebody who was shot in the head are not floating around as an incitement to additional violence, as a propaganda tool.
Among those who have a different opinion on releasing photos of a deceased bin Laden, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
I believe if I were making the decision, I'd release the photos and get it over with all at once. I realize there's a risk to that.
That being said, Giuliani says he understands why the photos will remain classified.
They could incite violence. I'm sure that's the reason why there's a reluctance to do it, and I understand that completely.
Giuliani made those comments at a Homeland Security conference in Grand Rapids, Michigan last night. Today, the man who was mayor on 9/11 and became known as America's mayor in its aftermath will join President Obama at Ground Zero in Manhattan. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
I had no idea tire pressure could affect my car's fuel efficiency. Thankfully, the Sears Blue Automotive crew was there to help. They checked my tire pressure for free and even filled me in on what types of new tires could help me save on gas.
Through May 7th, save on all tires. Plus, save an additional $80 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of 4 Goodyear tires. Special financing available. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto. Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
A down day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow fell 84 points, finishing at 12,724. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Oil prices dropped for a third straight day, down another $1.81 a barrel to $109.24. In the what-have-you-been-waiting-for department, Congress is looking for a way to address skyrocketing gas prices. Today, the House is expected to take up legislation for a national energy plan. By the way, according to the AAA National Gas Survey, average for a gallon of regular, now at $3.98. This is what a planned levee breach blast sounds like. The third and final blast at the Bird's Point levee in southeastern Missouri is on hold for now. There have been two of them so far. The Army Corps of Engineers says it called off last night's planned breach because of logistical difficulties. So far, Corps officials have blown two holes in the levee in order to spare the town of Cairo, Illinois. However, the move has also led to the destruction of a massive amount of prime Missouri farmland. If it seems like it's crowded no matter where you go, these numbers will back up that feeling. Earth's population is now close to 7 billion. According to a United Nations estimate, Earth will have 8 billion people by the year 2023 and 9 billion by 2041. Closing notes. First, check the calendar. It's the 5th of May, also known as Cinco de Mayo, with celebrations not only across Mexico, but across the U.S. and elsewhere today. Get that mariachi band in here. Sounding good, amigos. Cinco de Mayo officially commemorating the Battle of Puebla in 1862 when Mexican soldiers defeated the occupying French army. Over the years, the celebration of freedom and liberty has turned into an all-out party with a Mexican theme. All right, guys, take five. Or take cinco.
Thank you.
And finally, Osama bin Laden, dead just a few days. Didn't take long for merchandising to kick in. Here's a good one. A San Francisco puppy supply store called Best in Show is selling a chew toy in the likeness of Osama bin Laden. It's called Osama Bone Laden, with a chew bone sewn inside of the toy. There are a great many dog owners, and I'm one of them, who wouldn't mind seeing our doggies chewing on this. There you go. Hey, he's going to town. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog, who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.